शत्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्नि हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो गोपीशोकितासन्त राधा सन्त सप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे भक्त्या विहीना अयपराधलक्ष्मी श्रीकाश्च कामा वितरङ्गम् कृपामयिता शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय व्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नर्मान् Narada at once went to heaven. How he came? There were no aeroplanes like today, no convenient anything like computer or anything, no missiles, but his body was himself like a mission. Aeroplane, and his body was not like us of five elements. He had done sadhana bhajan, and by the grace of Sankarsan, and by the grace of his Gurudev Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar, he has transcendental body. More quickly he can go there. In a moment he can cross whole Brahmanda, Dwarka, and he can reach in Vrindavan. He is so powerful. Now he is glorifying gradually the devotees in their standards, but gradually. So, anyone will chant, remember, and by this, when he will be initiated, really initiated, his body will be become transcendental. दीक्षा करे भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण से ही काले कृष्ण तारे करे आत्मसमा दीक्षा आर ऑफ टू काइंड इनिशिएशन इज ऑफ टू काइंड नॉट दैट फर्स्ट इनिशिएशन एंड सेकंड इनिशिएशन नॉट दिस दीक्षा लाइक आउटवर्डली एंड इनवर्डली Inwardly, Diksha is called Vidvadarudhi Diksha. And second, Abhidvadarudhi Vritti. How you will know? If this Diksha is completed, at once he'll be pure devotee. He will cross the endless ocean of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. Nothing all these things are. Kshya means adi divyam jnana. Who is Krishna? He will realize. What is bhakti? He will realize. Maya will go far away. This is called diksha. There should be a new relation with Krishna, very strong. So this is called diksha. But our diksha is not like that. We are not qualified for this diksha. If a third class of bogus Vaishnava who are falling down from the seat of Acharya, they cannot give diksha. They are himself falling down. How they can initiate? So really, five things are there that should be. If a guru is giving mantra, in mantra there is a his pure Ishtadev is there. Ishtadev, understand? That Gopal mantra, Gopal is there himself. You will have to realize who is Gopal. And then the meaning of that mantra outline, something be there. And then he will, devotee will know that my East Dev is he, Gopal Dev. I am his part and parcel. And my object to have the love and affection for Gopal Dev. So swaha, I am giving myself in the lotus feet of Gopal Dev. He is my protector. Oh Gopal Dev, protect me, save me. This is Nyas. And after that, oh, he can protect me. Now I have nothing to do. You will have to save me. This is called Prapatti. And third, Saranagati. You know Saranagati. He must protect us. He will support. He is nourishing us. This firm belief, a strong belief will come. And we will give everything. And then we will only adopt which are helpful for us. Anukulyasya sankalpaha. And those who are opposite to bhakti, at once reject. He will reject. And if Krishna is protector and saving us, how to fear? To whom fear? Whole world cannot do anything if Krishna is protector. Like Prahlad Maharaj you are seeing. Nothing to fear. So they become nirbhay. Without any fear. Because Krishna is always. He is also supporting us. And then after Saranagati they will come Atmanivedan. He will realize what is Atma and he will give to Krishna. Gopal Dev. These five things are in mantra. Those who are expert in all these things, they can give, initiate. And this is called Brahma Vidvadrudi Diksha. So, we are not qualified for this, so our Guru Maharaj, Guru Dev, told something, a little or nothing. Oh, you should go on chanting. And after that, it will come. And if it is not fulfilled, that there is no diksha. Only to give something in ear, like air, and it will come from here and go from here. So these things, we should try to know all these things. So everything in that mantra. So if Guru is not bona fide and not knowing all things, how he can initiate? Sometimes he, for worldly wealth, they do like this. So, diksha is this. So, Narad Goswami has taken diksha, and at the time of diksha, Vidva Drudhi, his body became transcendental. He can go everywhere. So, if anyone, if he will be like that, he can go everywhere. But still, when he has taken the darshan of Narayan, at first glance, at that time Siddha Sarir was not there. It came after. So you should think in what a good position, higher position Siddha Deh comes. But we go to very bogus persons. So it is not okay. So he at once quickly went. He thought that I should go in heaven, and he at once quickly arrived there. What he saw? You should do. Let's explain. You should always understand this point, that diksha is not given or initiation is not given in a moment or in a day. Diksha is a regular class. At the day of diksha, now initiation, we are admitted in the school of diksha. Like in schools, we are admitted, a boy is admitted. And it takes 20 or 25 years to be a graduate. Graduation or more than that, degree, PhD and D.Litt. Then his shiksha, his reading is now stopped. But again, going on. So when you will be matured, to realize who is Krishna, what is Prem, what is this Maya, what is this Jeev, when we will be matured in all subjects, that is initiation. And we will free from all kinds of sarve, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, marsalya. Free from all kinds of anartha and offense. And we will respect all Vaishnav according to their stage. Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam. Then really diksha is there. And at that time he does Atmanivedan more than Prapatti and Saranagati, Atmanivedan. Because he knows what is Atma. Before that he does not know what is Atma. So real initiation is this. Narada has this, and that is why he went at once in Swarga, heaven. And he saw what he saw. Then initiation. If he were not doing well, class routines, in the last of year you will be blocked. No promotion at all. We'll have to gallop 20 or 25 galloping. It's what? Stories. There. Stages. Then our diksha will be completed. You have only been admitted at present, only with a book, A, apple, B, ball, C, cat, like this. Not you can write and read. Only by picture you can read. So we are in this class. Realize these things. If diksha is there, indeed, you will know all these things. all our doubts will go at once by this. So you should try to come in the regular classes of Diksha, initiation. Heaven and shock. Vaman Dev was sitting on Garuda, and all the demigods were praying by Ved mantras. Some were fanning, some were chamaring. And so many were singing the glories of Vamandev. Vamandev, right hand like this, Abhay, don't fear, like this. No, like this. And he was very in happy mood, making Indra so much happy, like giving honor like a elder brother. All were happy there. Vamandev took all the puja
articles
and everything, not articles, puja, their mood. And after some time he went away from that place. He at once vanished from that place. Anyone cannot understand where he has gone. In the meantime, Nara began to tell this Indra, "Oh Indra, really? You are successful in your life. You are dhanya, you are dhanya. You are blessed, you are blessed. Oh, here you are king of this whole heaven." So Ucheshrava horse is here, Airavat hasti is here, elephant like Airavat. So Nandan Kanan is here, serving you. There are so many very beautiful asparas. Shodashi means at the age of 16. Very beautiful hall. A flower of that Parijat Pushpa, Parijat flower, can give a swarg like this, heaven like this. Heaven, a flower. And you have so many trees here. You never take dal, bhat, khichdi, or rasagulla, no. These are quite. You take here only nectar, only nectar. And we see that you are always under the shade of Vamandev. No fear at all for anyone. You are ordering all, and you are here. Well-wisher of men, worshipped by men, always. And what they worship, all comes to you. And that is why you are so strong. Here death does not come. No illness comes. Very beautiful your wife, what name? Sati Devi. And your son Jayanta, oh, very beautiful. He is like you, wonderful, young. All demigods carry your orders. You can tell to Pavandev, then he will serve everywhere. You can order rain god, and he will give shower everywhere. You can tell your carry order is fire. He is also demigod. He can do all these things for anyone. So really you are successful. Your life is blessed. There is none equal to you. आपकी जय हो, जय हो, जय हो, जय हो, he began to. Indra could put his fingers here. Now you can tell them. So many munis are here, they are glorifying. And also, Vedas are here, they are also praying you. O Indraya Namaha, O Indraya Swaha, like God himself. And you can give benediction to men, human beings. You can give them. If no son, he can give son. Like this benediction, you should be happy. Like this. So you are so powerful. I see that himself God, Krishna, not Krishna but many Krishna manifestation, last manifestation in world, like Salagram. He is Paramatma. What is Salagram? He is Paramatma like Vishnu. Kirodhishai Vishnu, everywhere in each jiva. Vamandev, some more superior. He has come from Garbhodhishai Vishnu. Vaman, Vara, Kurma, Matsa, sometimes Nishinga also. So they are coming from Garbhodhishai. So here is Vamandev, more superior than Salagram Shila himself. He is not Paramatma, he is some shape. As you say, Paramatma has no shape, no feet, no arms, nothing. He can walk with his legs and legs, feet are himself. No hands to take, nothing to take mukut. His all round his mouth, all round feet, all round hands, everywhere eyes, like Vishnu Paramatma. He will not speak. But here he is speaking with Indra and all others. He can speak with Narada also. Shalagrami will not listen. He can speak with very rare devotees who are self-realized. And he can become like Radharaman with Gopal Bhatta. But we are not Gopal Bhatta. So there is much difference between Salagram and then
Vamandev.
And devotees of Salagram and devotees of
Vamandev.
Now this clearing all these facts. So he is glorifying that you really you are, but not really thing. He is tricky and he is. Oh, at that moment, Indra became very shameful. And he kept his fingers on here. Oh, Prabhu, why you are doing? You know everything. You are so much experienced. I know. You can do a till to tar. You can make a you can turn into
mountain.
I know you are making me, I am not a very particle, and you are making me like mountain. Don't do, I am not so much a realized soul or anything. I am not a devotee. Why you are doing so? You know? My condition, my estate. I think that you are doing upahas.
Ridicule.
Eh?
You're ridiculing me.
Ridicule.
Ridicule. Making fun. Making fun. Fitting joke.
Yes. You'll have to write that word to me. You should help me. No? Going there or writing.
Ridicule.
So you are very funny, you are doing fun, you are joking me. I know this, because I am not that thing that you are telling. You think that he is my brother, he is never my brother. I don't know where he has gone now. I am searching him, but he has gone. He has never helped me. Never, never. You think that he helped me and helps me? Never. Not under the yes, he helped you. He took whole earth and whole Brahmand from Bali Maharaj and gave to you. Oh, it is a very simple act. Simple. Why? He could not defeat Bali in war, in battle. He went to him and begged, oh, Bali Maharaj, you should give me something. And Bali Maharaj, what?
Donated
him.
Generously.
So, he gave me that thing. I think that I should not take it. I don't want to beg from anyone. And he was so powerful, he could have defeated Bali Maharaj and forcibly taking all these things and given to me, then I was happy. But actually he begged, like a beggar. And he, I'm taking something by that coming from begging. So I don't want to have my life. It is a very wretched condition. So fie on me that I'm testing the things which I come from begging. Really, Vamadev not gone to cheat Bali Maharaj. He has gone for all the human beings and for all the gods and to keep his word. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. To establish dharma he has went, not to save me and not to give me this kingdom. I am very fearful for offenses. I know that after some time I will die. Once, you remember Gurudev is telling to Nargosha, you remember there was a battle between gods, goddesses and asuras, demons. And we conquered. All demons were killed, or there was they fled from the battle. Then there was a very good council there, and all were welcoming me, that you have done miracle, you used your weapon Vajra, and they fled, or they were killed, and they are now finished. So you are very powerful God. They were giving some big God incense. They are all doing like this. My chest become like this. Oh, I am something. Brihaspati was coming. My Gurudev was coming. I saw that my Gurudev is coming. I thought that he will come and he will sit on the throne. I'll have to come down from the throne. So when he was coming, I saw another way. Disrespecting him, that he should not come. Otherwise, I'll have to give this throne to him because he is my Gurudev. He knew this thing. And at once he disappeared from that place. And in the meantime, Shukracharya told the demons, at once attack Swarga, heaven, because now his Gurudev is somewhat unfavorable to Indra and goddesses, because they have offended him. They at once attacked and they took the throne and is was driven from heaven. And I was roaming here and there in Mansarovar in a lotus flower for thousand and thousand years. And in the meantime, Gop Kumar came and he became Indra. After some time, I became hog. For that reason, I insulted my Gurudev. So I became pig or hog. I came to this earth and I was thinking that I am monarch of all because I am thousands of wives, very young wives, and lakhs of sons and daughters. I was happy in sleeping. My two jobs were there. Only two?
Eating and sleeping.
And sleeping. And rest time always bhoging. Enjoying. Nothing else. Nothing. Not to job from sunrise to sunset like these bogus human persons. From morning to in also night, always engaged in job. But they cannot sleep because they have four, six daughters. They will have to marry, give marry, and his wife is rejecting him. Oh, very big problem. We cannot sleep in night even. So, he was so happy with all children. He also thought that we are superior than humans. Because we don't know duplicity, hypocrisy, and all these things. We are always satisfied in very little things. Also, we are superior than these human persons, bogus. Why? They can have only one children in 1 year. And some of them in whole year, no children. They want children, but no children. And someone has, they want son and becomes girls. Sometimes they want girls, becomes son. They become opposite of him. And sometimes they want so many children, but not one, two mostly. But we have so many times in a year, six, not less than 16 children at a time. So we are more superior than humans. He was thinking. In the meantime, when he was walking with his wife and children, so many coo-coo-coo-coo-coo, like that. No? Brahma was coming to Prabha Kshetra. He saw that here is a pig. He saw that, oh, he is not a pig, but Indra in the shape of pig. Because he has insulted his Gurudev. He told, oh Indra, wonder. Come on. I want to take you to heaven. Give up this body. He told, no. Who are you? I am Brahma. I don't know Brahma. I don't know Indra even. I will be happy. I want to be happy with my children and wives. So many wives. Oh, you will be happy with them? He took one by one all his wives and killed. He became furious, wanted to attack on Brahma. But Brahma was some higher and he could not do, only with two legs he became. He could not do anything after some time. Now you can go with me? No. Why? Oh, I will collect so many wives again, hundreds and thousands. And again my children will go. Oh, he killed his children. Now you will come? Never. So many. In a very quick time, I will collect so many souls. Oh, you will never go? He took some water and sprinkled on him. Oh, I am Indra. I was thinking that I am hog. Very wonderful this. I want to give up at once this wretched body. Next wish is stool and all other things. I don't want to be a second in this. Oh Brahma, you should be merciful to me. Take me into heaven. I have offended my Gurudev. I will never offend my Gurudev. Then Brahma took again some water from his pot and then sprinkled, and he left that body and he went with Brahma too. So you know that I'll have to go down. I have to be hawks and pigs. Sometimes I very worry for the demons. They attack me. Bali Maharaj attacked me. Vrittasura attacked me. Only it was Krishna that who saved me. Otherwise I would have been finished. So I'm not happy. Sometimes I have so much lust in me. So sometimes I have lust, you know, that I was so much attracted to the wife of Gautama Rishi. And I did so many wrong things with her. And he gave me some cough. That is as everywhere there is holes in my body. Like leprosy, I am become having so much leprosy. You know that I had to hide in Mansarovar for four kinds of sins that I did. Then someone gave me some their punya and I again became Indra. You are seeing this Nandankanan and all the asuras are so decorated and well beautiful. But when I went there, becoming hog, where they are there? What is the use of that? So I know that your life is successful, not mine. Go. Person cannot worship Krishna. They cannot accept devotion. They have no faith on Vedas, Upanishads or any Vaishnava. Who are they? Janma, Aishwarya, Sruta, Srivih, Edhaman, Madhasman. These four things are false.
Opulence.
False egos. Those who have come in a very lord family, big family, those who are so beautiful, whether they be ladies or young, gentle, extraordinary beautiful they are, and those who have taken the degrees of Cambridge, Oxford, Houston and all other places, they will never be. And among these, moreover, who are wealthy, so much wealthy, they may be black, their teeth may be like this. They are so ugly. But by wealth, they can have four things. Very beautiful lady, very beautiful husband. All learned person will come and serve them in their offices. If only alone wealth is there, and if four are there, then very, very. They will never worship Krishna, no belief on God. And if all things are there, very hard. Indra has all things. He has no time to worship. To chant, remember. If you will be like Indra here, having thousands of acres of land here, and 1 lakh cows here, and very big temple in whole world, very biggest temple, so many servants there, so many devotees swirling, doing here, taking 50% in their pocket. What is coming to DTs? 1 lakh rupees franc is coming daily in the box of Thakurji. In the night, they will open the box and only some francs, 10 francs will be there and all will go. And beautiful ladies can be collected and beautiful young can be collected. And so many servants may come serve you. So you will have no time to chant, remember. So what Rupa Sanatana did? What he did? Tattva Turnamase Samandalpati Sadasvenin Tukshavat Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kaupina Kanthasitau Gopi Bhavrasam Sabdilari Kallola Mugno Mahar Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugau Sri Jeeva Gopalakau. You may hear in the cassettes of Swami how he is singing, tears in his eyes. He is speaking, he is singing from his heart, not like us, from mouth. So we should try to give up all the worldly and false egos of this world. Don't be covered by these four things. So he is repenting. I cannot chant, I cannot remember, I cannot perceive. So I am very worried for all these things. Only Brahma is superior from me so much. He has no death and no birth. I have only one mouth and he has four mouths. So many hands. Always Ved mantras are coming from his mouth. I am serving this deity two-handed. And he is a part of a manifestation of Garbhodasai. And he has lakhs and lakhs hands, lakhs and lakhs mouth. He is the origin of all kinds of avatars. Mean Kurma, Brah, Bhaman, and of all. And he is always taking Yajnavalkya from Brahma. Actually, Brahma is not a goddess, but he is himself Krishna. He is always like Vishnu. He has three sects, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He is the creator, he is the maintainer, and he is destructor of this fire of whole world. So all Vedas are there, praying Brahma. Sometimes he can go to earth to give his blessings to worldly persons. Sometimes he comes to Swarga. Sometimes he comes to Janalok. Bhurbhuva Swaha Mahajana Tapa Sapta. And then he may come to Tal Tala Talpa Sal and everything. He is everything in this world. His life is successful. He don't know how to die and how to take birth. He can give bless to anyone, what anyone wants. He was satisfied and he gave to Hiranyakasipu. What he gave? You cannot die in day, you cannot die in night, you cannot die in sky. You cannot die in the land. You cannot die in any month. So strange. You cannot die by any weapon. There are so many kinds of weapons. No? By this. You cannot die by this. You cannot die by human. Or by any animal created by myself. He told that, oh, I am satisfied now. I have become immortal. And he went to this world, came. and he became. He gave benediction to Ravana and they conquered whole this Brahmand. Brahma has done so many things. So you can go to Brahma and you will see there his glory. He is not a human, not a demigod, but himself, Vishnu. So you should go and you will see. Why Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Sarva Goswami and all acharyas were so beautiful, so rich, having so much wealth, very expert, very intelligent. Everything was there, but Rupa Goswami and Sanatana and all of our acharyas have left everything. Deena Ganesha Kav, because all these false, they create wealth, reputation, and intelligence, worldly intelligence, worldly science, they cannot make a leg of, even a leg of ant. They cannot do anything. But they are false able. So giving all the false.